HD, a Town Square Media station. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, a leading child expert is pushing for expanded mental health services for young kids and their families. Sel Zalkin of Advocates for Children of New Jersey says many of these youngsters have been isolated since the start of the pandemic, and they may have some trouble adjusting to kindergarten or daycare.
This is about support that families and caregivers need for a child's health. Development. I think it takes a certain skill because you have children who may not be able to communicate.
She adds virtual learning doesn't work for young kids because they need to interact and socialize to develop. Two suspended New Jersey state troopers have been indicted on charges that they allegedly exchanged sexually explicit text messages that contain child sexual abuse material. 49-year-old Jeffrey Wrights of Williamstown and 36-year-old Andrea Knox of Mount Holly have been charged with official misconduct and attempted tampering with evidence. Wrights also charged with distribution of child sexual abuse material. A drug dealer has admitted he sold fentanyl-laced heroin that later caused a 22-year-old Burlington County woman to die of a drug overdose. 30-year-old Daquan Marshall of Trenton pleaded guilty to strict liability for a drug-induced death and is expected to receive 9 years in prison. Marshall sold the heroin to the woman who was found unconscious in a bedroom in Burlington Township with a hypodermic needle near her body. Check those ready-to-eat salads in your fridge. Some are being recalled. Ready Pack Foods has recalled 222,915 pounds of ready-to-eat salads manufactured in Swedesboro, New Jersey, and Jackson, Georgia, due to misbranding and an undeclared allergen. The problem was discovered when their salad dressing supplier notified them that a shipment of a ranch dressing was inadvertently misbranded and may contain Caesar dressing with anchovies. It's not as easy this year to grab any winter rental you want at the Jersey Shore. Inventory is being scooped up by folks trying to cash in on the hot housing market. They're selling their home, then looking for a temporary place to stay before searching for a real new home.
You're still in bidding wars. So to get outside those bidding wars, people are going into short-term rentals until they can find the right home.
George Koffenberg with Preferred Properties Real Estate says many of these renters aren't specific with where they want to be, just a comfortable place to stay for a few months in any short town. Bloomingdale's is set to open its second outlet store in New Jersey on October 1st at Jersey Gardens in Elizabeth. The outlet store will feature men's, women's, and kids' apparel, along with shoes, handbags, accessories, and home goods. New Jersey has one other Bloomingdale's outlet. That one is in Paramus. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ1015.com, click on podcast. A beautiful weekend ahead. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Time to win up to $10,000 with the Jersey Cash Code Contest on New Jersey 101.5. On your phone, open the NJ 101.5 app, click on Win Cash, and enter this hour's code word.
This hour's code word is round. R-O-U-N-D. Round.
Your next chance to win cash happens in 60 minutes at 2 p.m. with the $10,000 Jersey Cash Code on New Jersey 101.5.
Five, time for New Jersey Fast Traffic.
From the Parkway down exit 14, a little bit slower there than that stretch of 280. The traffic on the turnpike, car lane slowing down south coming into 8A. It's right lane repairs. And Route 18, some bunching up south near the turnpike down to Old Bridge Turnpike. 71 at the Shark River Bridge, just one lane getting through each way because of ongoing repairs. Stay with Route 35. And the traffic on 295 slow south into 42. 42 south into the turnpike a bit slow. 55 northbound traffic into 42. You've got some heavy traffic leaving New Jersey at the Commodore Barry Bridge, the Delaware Memorial Bridge, Walt Whitman, and Ben Franklin. Not too bad across the Hudson. NJ Transit Gladstone branch service remains suspended between Gladstone and Sterling with storm-related signal issues. They're providing bus service instead, and the Raritan Valley Line trains continue to bypass Bridgewater. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 118. I'm Tom Rivers on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5. Weekdays we talk. And weekends we rock. Traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes. Listen on our free app and on New Jersey 101.5.
In the wake of the cold front that brought all the heavy rain last night, we're seeing sunshine returning across the Garden State this morning. There's still a high risk of rip currents, though, at the shore. As we head through this afternoon, mostly sunny. It will be cooler than recent days, less humid than recent days. Highs in the lower 70s. Clear and comfortably cool tonight. Lows by morning in the upper 40s across the interior northwest to the mid-50s at the shore. Over the weekend, great weather to get outside for the first weekend of fall. Sunshine, highs in the mid-70s tomorrow, mostly sunny again on Sunday, highs in the low to mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Bill Dagher.
Wall 71, Bayonne 72, southbound Brook 70.
New Jersey 101.